Deck Control, we cannot hear you.
Terry, there's a real big whine, like an alternator whine. I think it's on the repeater because Deck Control last night had it as well. I don't think it's your signal, so it'll get better as you go. W4FCM.
Better.
That was Gary.
This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. An announcement, I'll make this my number two for tonight. My net report will be number one. This will be my number two. Friday is Veterans Day. And we would like for all the veterans out there, when they check in, either on the pre-check-in function or the RF function, to let us know if they are a veteran, just so we can recognize these folks and, give them the recognition and honor they deserve. If you don't mind, when you check in on Friday with Richard, KA3JCA, if you will let him know that you're a veteran, or you can just give your call and name and tell him what branch of service that you were in. We would appreciate that greatly, and it's to recognize the veterans, and there, we know there's a bunch of you out there. So anybody need any feels on that announcement? Any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. The rag tube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag tube, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-check-in function on the repeater. We'll grab all of those and then we'll go into the RF portion. Good evening, KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard. His sweet bride, KA4JCA. That's Miss Sally. Their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL. And the K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. They're all down there in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, Mr. Bryan in Rutherfordton. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla up there in Traveler's Rest. Then we got W2AMD, Mr. Andy in Simpsonville, and KI4LZI, Andy, he's up at Table Rock. Y'all still hear me? All right, thank you. I heard a little crackling in the radio shack here, and I wanted to make sure. Let's see here. I got KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. I think I recognized him. And then I got KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville, and KWM in Pelzer, and KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville, and KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont, and N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony in Asheville, and KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KA5WLL is Mr. Leroy. He's over in Taylor's. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's in Greenville, Western Greenville County. And KF4NXY, that's Mr. David and his sweet bride. AF4SX, that's Miss Marie. They're down in Honey Path. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, and he's in Easley. Appreciate all you fine folks using the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. Don't have any Echo Link stations up yet, so we'll go to the RF check-ins and the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
U.S. Greek, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Brenham. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November 2, 4, NMH. My name is Fred, but with the lost my end to the work committee. 7-3-2 Gary, destroyed all of that be negative and negative. November Uniform Echo and KO4RYP at Chattanooga and Campobello. Have no traffic tonight, Gary. No comments. We're in and out. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
KO4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. N4NLR. November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim. Joining in the mic. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Good evening, everybody on the net. Check me in now, please.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there around Piedmont tonight on his way to the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile and don't work too hard this evening. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And N4NLR, Mr. Jim. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Centerville. I'll be negative and negative.
Good evening. KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4S.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. You will check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Gary. Good evening to yourself, all the net. DB, negative, negative, DB, sure, DB, sure, be sure and tell me sure the week's hello.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Miss Joy. Appreciate y'all being with us. Y'all hope y'all are doing well. Going back to the alphabet, let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4, SRR, Robert down here in Joanna. And I'm looking forward to the swap net and also, if permitted, a little rag chew subject after that. Thanks as always. 73s to the rest of you that can't hang around.
Wes? Miss Joy? This is NGL TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Let me turn this HF down. Too much CW gear gets to you. And we're located in Greer. And Bernice said hi. Good evening to you and all on the net. And we'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Check in KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. And Gary, on your announcement number 2, unless something has changed, I believe Chad announced that he's taking that net control on Friday. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in the big metropolis of Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope you're doing well. And N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And thanks for letting me know that. I'm going to call that other one to see if he's still hanging around the radio. KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, you still by? Get out there quick tonight. Well, folks, either Chad or Richard, one of the two, I got a call on the telephone, and Richard said he would be taking the net, and Chris said that Chad's going to be taking the net, so I don't know who it's going to be. It's going to be a surprise. But anyway, if you're a veteran, come back on Friday and check in and let us know what branch of service you served with, and we would love to give you all the glory and honor that you deserve. Thanks, Chris. I'll check with Chad and Richard tomorrow, and maybe I'll get that straightened out. But anyway, thanks for the information. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It was true. That is a lonely group right there, Uniform through Zulu. There's got to be at least one Uniform through Zulu out there. Call KI4DOS. And anybody on the end of the alphabet, let's go to the front of the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central, going to be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. KI4DTY, Daniel and Taylor.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kirk
Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative tonight. Getting close to my sleepy time. Well, not quite. Anyway, 7-3 to that.
N4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4AFT, Mr. Michaels down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Now, we got two Kurts over there in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us and checking in on the RF section. Hope you're doing well there, Kurt. I'd also like to say good evening to N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. You were sounding good on the sideband net. Any additional check-ins, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty over and more. No traffic, no comments. Have another net to go call. W2T.
DOS. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to W2T, Mr. Rusty, over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. Go ahead and call your other net there, young man. You'll have to let me know sometime which one you're calling and what frequency it is. I'll try to get up there and check in with you. I'd also like to say good evening to K1CJW, Mr. Roland, over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. And Roland, you made number 50 on my log tonight. You won the door prize there, young man. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 easing in, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4DOS. Harry, tell Miss Joy we say hello this evening. This is KO4HKX, Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
Yes. Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT, Alton Alpha Lima Tango, Oscar November. I'm going to be negative, negative, but I may be listening.
Whiskey Alpha 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. You and Patrick swapped places tonight, but it don't make any difference because you both got in here. I hope you're doing well down there, up there in Candler there, Harry. Also like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WA4HNT, Mr. Alton. Alton, are you still down there in Pendleton?
Affirmative. Trying to clean out my mother's house.
If you're not in Pendleton, you must be up towards us a little closer towards Easley. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being with us, and you didn't let me know where you were at, so that's the reason I asked if you were still in Pendleton there, over.
I realized I did not say that. WA4HNT in Pendleton, down at my mother's house, trying to clean it out, get it, whatever. Not making any headway.
getting that, young man. Well, I wish you the best, and hope everything goes well for you. It does take some time. Let's see, where I'm at. Echo 2 Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the patient group on a Wednesday night. That's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you enjoy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Thank you for calling the net this evening. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike. Foxtrot to Kilo. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
DOS. Dream, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4, JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, but I'll stick around for the swap net.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4JBM, Mr. Jerry over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JFO, that's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room tonight. I think she was taking care of the puppy. I don't know what she was doing. I heard her moving around. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. Please check in KQ4DWD, Kilo Quebec 4, Delta Whiskey Delta. This is John and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KQ4DWD, Mr. John up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
This is Daniel, KI4DTY. The last calling station, John, that's our new ham. He's he's my brother that you just helped get the technician exam.
Well, like to say good evening to Mr. John up there. He's a new ham in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us, John, and you're sounding good there, young man. I still want you to make Daniel buy you that new transceiver, though, right?
To your house and see what we could rummage up one. Back to you.
Good time, Daniel. Yeah, y'all take care. And thanks for letting me know that was your brother. I couldn't remember his call. I think he's checked in with us for a couple of weeks now. But that's, these new calls, you have to learn them as well as all the old ones. But glad we got John in here. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge Demeter Net. Call KI4DOS. Well, everybody, for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KV4NC, that's Mr. Gabriel, and I think he's over there in Greenville. Gabriel, you are real scratchy. You're down in right at my noise level. I don't know if it's my station or yours, but go ahead and tell me what you got there, young man. That'll be fine. Just you let me know and when you get ready, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Jared Anderson, negative and negative.
I'd like to say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Mr. Gabriel's back yet. I think he was going to swap radios or something. Gabriel, KV4NC, you around? Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I got a Doug up there on Echo Link. Doug, if you do not have a audio capabilities on your Echo Link, shoot me a text message. I'd love to get you in the log here tonight on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net there, over. It's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. Gabriel, if you come back in there, you just break in when you get ready, and I'll take your items for a swap net at that time. First item we got up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-830S HF transceiver with a Kenwood MC-50 desk mic and a Kenwood SP-230 external speaker, and he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-747 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 amplifier. Just been rebuilt. It would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit antenna tuner. They would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tintec 538 Jupiter. It would like $385 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter monobander. It's in good shape. It's in the box with all the accessories and the manual. And it would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is got a fellow looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver in excellent condition. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A with a Mars mod. as the DTMF microphone, the portable 0991EB side rails with handles, the original boxes and the manuals, and he would like $1,100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Right here, see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. This KI-4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JST-245. That's an HF transceiver. It works 160 through 6 meters. It has a built-in automatic antenna tuner. It puts out 150 watts, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Comment. I just want to put a couple things on the swapnet. Just that.
Give them to me.
This is KB4NC Mobile. Jerry, I'm going to put one of my amplifiers, the SB1000. It's 160 through 10 meters. It's got brand new power supply, brand new transformer, and a brand new tube. Well, it's not brand new, but it's got less than 20 hours. It's in very good condition. Call me for the price.
We got the Z1000 that works 160 through 10 meters as the new power supply and relatively new tubes, don't have very many hours on it. It's in real good shape, and call you for the price of it. Correct so far?
Yeah, it's a heat kit, SB1000. And the other one, I guess I'm going to put the step IR for sale. It's a four element step IR, 20 through 6 meters. It's got reveal motors. With the upgraded the upgraded gears and the brackets, which is the motor and the tape brackets. You know, the fiberglasses are in good shape. The antenna is ready to use. It's got the SD100 controller. Same call for the price, and that one comes with 100 feet of control cable.
What is the model on that controller? Is that a Sierra Delta 100?
Yeah, it's not the fluid motion. It's the one in between.
The four-element step IR. Works 10 through 40 meters. It's got the new motors and new gears, new brackets. Has the SD100 controller, 100 feet of control cable. And you, what about the price on that? You want to call you or you want to put that on there?
One is 20 through 6 meters. It's just 20 through 6.
6 to 20 meters. 20 meters to 6, right?
And the other one, we got a Cushcraft 40-meter two-element. That's the one, yeah. It's a Cushcraft, it's a 240. It's a 240 two-element 40-meter monovan. It's in great condition. That's the old version. It's not MFJ. He got a brand new one, and he just used it for maybe like a year or something like that. And I removed it myself from the tower, and it's in perfect working condition. I can test it for, you know, in person, whoever you want to go and pick him up. It's already market. That one will be for $500, whoever wants it.
Do have a Cushcraft 240, which is a two-element 40-meter monoband beam antenna. And, folks, that thing works really good. I've seen it in action. But you want 500 for it, correct?
KB4NC, back to you.
Hey, give me the contact information so that people ring your phone off the hook.
The phone number is 864-386-5468.
386-5468. Right. Okay, buddy. Does anyone need any fields on these items that Gabriel just listed? Now, Gabriel, we'll run this for a few weeks when you sell these items. If you don't mind, let me know. That way we can take them back off the SwapNet book. But thanks for listing them with us, and I'll put it on the web page in just a little while. I'll have to do that after the net, but we'll take care of it then. This KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet continuing. The next item we got up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Zyu X6100. That's an HF QRP transceiver. It has a homemade case, all the cables, and a USB cable for digital modes. And he would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is got a fellow looking for a 3-wire rotator controller. One of the small rotator control boxes that doesn't have but 3 wires on it, to make it work. If you've got one of those, I know a fellow looking for one. Does anyone need any fields?
Hi.
Yeah, Roger.
I tell Alex to take a look at it, and I'll let you know later.
That'll work, Gabriel. You let me know, and we'll get you in touch with the guy that's looking for it.
As soon as I get back home, I'm here at Juan's. We come and drop some vegetables that we collect. We clean the trees for a couple of days, and they're almost breaking out, so we have to clean a little bit the garden. All right, buddy. I keep watching, and keep listening. KB4NC, back to you.
Just pulling your chain. Tell Juan and Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope you and Veronica are doing well, and the kids as well. All right, the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is I got a fellow looking for a receiver like the old Drake or Helicrafters or Heath Kit that cover the ham bands and the short wave. He would love a solid state device that would cover the ham bands and short wave, but let him know what you got, and he'll talk to you about it. Does anyone need any favors? We'll conclude the SwapNet portion of the net this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run these for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight over on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Before we start the rag tube, call KI4DOS. Up on the rag tube stump tonight, I've got a clean, shiny, dry stump. It's KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in the big metropolis of Joanna. Mr. Robert, what have you been up to there, young man?
Well, thanks so much for getting me on here. I have been recuperating from yesterday's marathon day. My day started at 3:30. I was there at a little after 5 o'clock at the polls here in Clinton, and I stayed to almost 9 o'clock last night cleaning up and doing all the things we have to do as a poll manager and clerk and what have you. And that's one reason I wanted to speak tonight, if I may. About some things, I kind of got fired up on one of the other nets when somebody said the early in-person voting was nothing but crap, quote unquote.
That's the way I look at it. as long as you go vote, you know, I think everybody should vote in person, myself, but that's okay, except for, you know, we have some business people that are out of state, you know, away from their homes, and they can't do that, so we'll let them have an absentee ballot, and the service members, let them do that as well. But, you know, as far as the voting goes, you know, I don't know who said that or why they said it, but, you know, I think the in-person vote there is fine and dandy as far as I'm concerned.
First responders, police, firemen, hospital workers, and believe it or not, there's a lot of employers will still fire you if you want to get off the boat. So it allowed a lot of people to get in and vote. South Carolina doesn't get a credit for doing a lot of things smart. But this is a brilliant system that we got, brilliantly simplistic. I'll let it drop for a second. We had a lot of times the same problem in the poll worker business that everybody else is having. People don't show up. We were supposed to have five people, but wound up with us three, which is the minimum by state law that you can have to monitor the polls. And some polls had to close because all across the state in different areas because they didn't have the required three people. The three people are more than just to make sure there's adequate staff to handle people coming in and out, but actually to sign in and out in the mornings that there is no votes on the collection machine and that the votes are the total that is the total at the end of the day. So what we had was a lot of folks that came in, they were unable to get out of the car, and we had to do what's called curbside voting. And this requires two people to go outside with an actual full-scale machine and hold it so the person can vote. But they can't look at them when they vote. We had to do that 10 times. Well, that doesn't sound like it's really bad. But with a line out the door, that left yours truly holding down the shop on the inside. But, like I said, South Carolina is a brilliantly simple system. And I urge people, you don't really have an excuse if you don't vote early. It's not the same at all as mail-in or anything. And, in fact, except for our soldiers that we're going to honor on Friday, along with veterans, and I'll let it drop for a second. It gives them the opportunity. Well, they're the only ones that have to send in mail ballots. They're the only ones that have the genuine excuse, or those that are deployed, or know they're going to be out of state, or what have you. In-person means in-person. You can come even on Saturday. That helped out a lot with the nursing homes. But let me give you another reason we had. We're thankful that a lot of folks did get to vote. Everybody got to vote yesterday, and they all had IDs. We didn't have anybody that didn't have an ID. Unfortunately, some of them trusted the DMV to do all their re-registration, address changes, and what have you. I can advise you right now, if you have an address change, you get the DMV to do your driver's license, you come to your voter registration office to do the voting side of it. We had to do a lot of DMV's work yesterday on the fly. And, of course, with a line out the door and the curbside voting, it really delays everybody. So be proud that we've got one of the best states when it comes to voting. South Carolina doesn't get praised for much, but we got one of the best, if not the best system in the country. Just look at our neighbors over in Georgia, and you'll see that's true. So that's pretty much my rant for the night. anybody wants to question or ask questions or anything like that, it's up to Mr. Gary. And for everyone, let me say my special thanks that did vote yesterday. It was, I don't want to make it sound like it was a task that I wasn't privileged to do. I was very happy to do it. Wouldn't want to do it every day, but it was an honor and a privilege to serve in my little capacity to ensure one of our God-given rights in this country. So, with that being said, I'll say good evening, 73s, and thanks to you, Mr. Gary, and back to you. This is KD4SRR, clear.
Before you clear out, I said something, and then when I unkeyed, you were talking. I don't know if I double with you is at the very start of your ragged you there or not, but if I did, I apologize. You were talking about the person that said that in-person voting was, well, you know what you're saying. I'm not telling you. Anyway, and then I replied after that, but I don't know if I covered you up or not, but yeah, if you don't go exercise your right to gripe, if you don't go out and vote, to me, and this is my personal opinion and belief, since we're going to do a little political thing tonight, is if you don't go vote, you don't have a right to complain about anything because you didn't have any say in who or who was not elected. If you went and your party did not win, you have a right to complain. If you went and your party won, you still have a right to complain. But if you don't exercise that right to vote, keep your mouth shut.
Positively, and hopefully you weren't having to chastise me for using the C word, but I'm just quoting what was on another net. So my apologies if it was offensive. They came close to saying the other word and caught themselves. One of the reasons I'm glad to be serving as at least allowed to work with the Blue Ridge Net. Your decorum is so much better.
That don't mean we succeed all the time, but that's the way it goes. And Robert, in case nobody else thank you for your service today. Over there at the polls, or yesterday actually, in your marathon. That was a long day for you. But, you know, we don't really think about the poll workers and what time they have to get up and what time they start, when they get to go to lunch, or if they get anything to eat, and just all sorts of stuff, and especially if you're shorthanded, that would make for a long, long day. But I'm glad that you were out there helping, and we do thank you for your participation in the election.
Well, you're very welcome, and I thank, again, the voters who showed up. Well, two more things, and I'll get out of here so the other folks that want to comment about stuff, talk about things, can. But I was the junior member of the crew yesterday. I'm turning 68 in a couple of days, and I was the youngin. Most of the folks, my actual clerk, which is actually above a poll manager, I know it doesn't sound right, but it's a traditional, it has to do with tradition. I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, most of us seasoned citizens are the ones that are doing this. Unfortunately, a lot of youngins don't want to do it. And I wish more would. And for some of y'all that are young at heart, like I said, you don't have to do it every day. You might call up your county and ask if there's some way you can help. You go through a little bit of training, and they compensate you a little bit. It's not totally volunteer. I'll be honest with that. But no taxpayer money is spent in that particular event. I'll leave it at that. Let me let it drop for a second. Thank you. showed up yesterday. I don't remember their name, but I'll never forget their face. Him and his wife were coming to vote, and they were some of the first in line to vote. He had his ID. He was born in 27, and she was born in 26. And they'd been husband and wife for, I think he said, 65 years, going on 66. But anyway, he was very proud to be there. He had an updated ID, but his son made him turn in his driver's license. So he said, but my son lives with us, and he's our chauffeur, so he takes us everywhere, and we can go to sleep in the back seat. But he did mention one thing to me. He said, when I vote next time, if I'm given a next time, he said, I'm going to vote in person, no excuse, early voting. That's what makes the day worth it when you get two individuals like that. And they were just as happy and spry and funny as if they were youngins themselves. So with that, I will say good evening. And thank you. You know, we might have problems, folks, but be sure to thank God that you do live in the freest country on the planet. 73, this is KD4SRR. I'm clear.
Hey, Robert. Well, again, we appreciate you helping out over there at the polls on Wednesday, on Tuesday. I'll get that out. I'll get that day straight in a minute. I know what day it was, but anyhow, we appreciate you. And, yeah, it's always good when you can hear folks talk the way that elderly couple did. And who knows, one of these days we're going to be that way, Robert. Well, if we hang in there long enough, we'll be elderly as well. You take care. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it there, young man. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On a not too dirty stump is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
DOS, this is KK4JBQ. Well, Gary, I had other things I wanted to talk about, but I won't pass up this opportunity to say one more time how much I appreciate what Robert has just explained to everybody. I think I first heard about it Sunday, and I was pumped up because I knew somebody who poured themselves into something they believe in. Now, not everybody takes the opportunities. Not everybody, you know, steps up. But, Robert, if you're still listening, thank you for stepping up. Appreciate that a lot. As a matter of fact, I voted, and from the moment I saw the first poll worker, I began saying thank you. Thank you for being here. And I said that to every one of them. There must have been 9 in our precinct. And I sought them out. And cutest one was the little lady. Bless her sweetheart. She must have been so beautiful when she was 17. Gracious, she was a lovely elderly woman. And she was manning the actual ballot box. You know, they changed things since the last time I voted. And there was an actual ballot printed, and you put it in a box. How about that? Oh, gee. Well, just the little things make me tickled. Anyway, thank you, Robert. And next up, I guess I sent an email to a fellow ham that I know is struggling, as I am, with CW. And I think...